express yourself.
Good morning. Good morning, YK Delta and beyond.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, this is Diane McAkron.
And I'm John Active.
And we're going to do Talk Line this morning with you, and we encourage your calls. And kind of a shout out to women. A lot of women, we don't get a lot of women calls, so that'd be nice to hear from women. But if you have anything on your mind, you're free to call and express yourself.
Right, and the numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, and the 800 number is 1-800-995-8954. So we're all open and ready to go. We do have a lot to talk about.
There's a lot going on.
End of the month, last day.
What do you got there?
Well, I got some notes I jotted down early this morning. The Bethel Fire Department got $25,000 to help pay for a new ambulance from the Rasmussen Foundation.
Nice.
And the other thing is voters are going to decide whether or not to increase alcohol sales taxes here in Bethel in October when we have our election. Then the other good thing was KYK got a $25,000 grant from Rasmussen Foundation also to increase our building security.
Okay, very good.
Well, the Kings remain low in the Cusco, but Chums and Reds are running strong. Isn't that good news?
That's awesome.
Yeah, and there's free fish in the bins, in the fish bins down on Brown Slough. Free fish fresh from the test net fishery. And I'd sort of like to hear from someone from Parks and Recreation to call us and tell us about the 4th of July schedule of events. Also, surrounding villages should call and tell us about their events when they
take place.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
a
few things.
We have a our first caller.
Oh.
Kind of different this morning. Good. Margaret. Margaret from Bethel Search and Rescue. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. You're on the air.
Yes. I have a question. Where are the raffle tickets, Bethel Search and Rescue and the Catholic Church raffle tickets sold at?
Yeah, I don't know, but I think I saw one at the AC store.
Yep.
There's one at Swanson's, I think. And maybe even YKHC might have back in their lobby up there. I think that's where they're located.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Oh, and a reminder to our callers, we're going to give you 3 minutes to make your comments or whatever, so we can try to get as many phone calls as we can this morning.
So right now the lines are open, and you can call us at 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call us at our 800 number, 800-995-8954. You can email, and we will read your email over the air, and you can be anonymous with either your calls or your emails. And that email address is radio@kyuk.org.
Yeah, so call in with your comments or whatever statements and questions, too. Then people who are listening that knows the answer can call in and answer your questions.
You know what I wondered about the fish? What would happen if there was a temporary moratorium on fishing for kings? Until their numbers got built up more?
Yeah, well,
would that be, I don't, you know, would that be tolerable?
I think
it worked with moose.
Yeah, it worked with moose, and the moose are here. And I think that would work if people adhere to that moratorium to try to get the fish numbers up, because there's a lot of other kind of fish that we can fish for, you know, chums and reds and silvers coming. There's a lot of fish to be had down there. You don't have to always try to get the kings.
Yeah. Okay, we have Jody. Good morning, Jody. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, Diane. Good morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. Good.
Good. Good.
Good. I'm calling in again about the 15 miles an hour in neighborhoods idea. Mm-hmm. The dust isn't so bad since we've been having so much rain, but I got some yard signs and bumper stickers that people can have. The front of the T-shirt, and also some T-shirts, and the front of the T-shirt says, dust blows, let's keep it down.
Mm-hmm.
The back side, the English shirt says, neighborhood 15 speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yuxtun T-shirt on the back says, Chukatikin, 15 miles per hour, Ak Chiteksaunaku. John, did I say it okay?
Yeah. Chukaluchi, I think you said, use 15 miles an hour and don't go over it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Great. So I'll be walking around on the 4th of July parade, and anybody who wants to put a bumper sticker on their car or their truck, they could have one in English or in Yuxtun. Yard signs, too. Just put them in your yard, and people will know that you think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
T-shirts, I hope people will be able to help pay $10 for, but if they can't and they want the shirt, they can just have that one. Instead of making somebody else responsible for our good behavior, I'm hoping that we can make a community-wide slow down and enjoy the scenery here in Bethel.
That's
okay.
Great.
Thank you, Jody. That's a great initiative.
Well, there you go.
Appreciate
have
it.
Have a great day and a great weekend, and thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. All right. Well, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good morning, Edward. Edward, welcome to Talkline. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is going out to Buffalo KK, Costco 300 Committee. I wrote a letter this winter about the course that was suggesting that they should start running the race from Buffalo, Atmao, Nunapicho, Old Kasigluk, New Kasigluk, make a route, then comes back, then goes back to Bethel. And never get a response or something. I was wondering if they could talk about this course, because it's always marked and very safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been on that trail up that way. It's
very
safe.
Marked.
Yeah, safe.
They said, but I wrote a letter to K300 since up Tundra. Never seen kids, never. So then kids could get involved, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They could get involved, you know, like being checkpoints and stuff like that. Them guys, them people in Bethel should talk about this, you know, them K300 people. It's a good route. Let them people use the train, that rope to train their dogs, like like the people who run the K300 or Bogus 150.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We got good route, so.
Oh.
Good morning.
Yeah,
good morning.
I saw last winter. I saw a dog team running the trail up over that well-marked trail. It was really fun to see. Nice to see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's got a good idea there.
Okay, we got another call from Anchorage.
Tom from Chilista. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to the show. You're on Talkline. Good morning, Tom. Tom?
This is Larry.
Oh, sorry. Larry. Welcome to the show, Larry. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm just going to make a little announcement. My daughter, Mariana. Mm-hmm. Black is going up and up today, so if you take us over the weekend, come back Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I also got some raffle tickets with me, so anybody want raffle tickets for search and rescue, my number is 545-6339. So.
Okay, so your number is 545-6339 for raffle tickets.
Yes, for search and rescue.
Search and rescue raffle tickets. Okay, good. Good. Thank you, Larry.
All right, you both have a good day.
Thank you.
Yeah, good morning, yeah. Let's try Tom again. Maybe he's still on. Tom Leonard from Chilista.
Good morning. How are you two doing?
All right.
Doing great.
Well, I just wanted to call to remind all the Chilista shareholders that the annual meeting voting is going on right now, and your final chance, the deadline to cast your proxy votes is by 5 p.m. on Monday, July 3. So if you haven't done your voting yet, mailing it in, you may get there in time, but if you vote online at choosetovote.com, you know for sure that it'll get there on time. You'll get a confirmation number. And if you need your PIN, it's on your blue proxy form. Otherwise, if you need to call the Inspector of Elections for your PIN, their phone number is right on the website, choosetovote.com. That's where you can vote online.
Mm-hmm. So, do you count the quorum by the number of people who voted?
The Inspector of Elections does give us updates, and so far 51.1% of shareholders have voted.
Good. See, it's up a little over the past years, huh?
Yeah, still pretty low. You know, I'd love to see that number higher. So, shareholders, please make sure you get out there and vote. Even if you're like your mom and you don't have an iPad or a smartphone, chances are you know somebody that does.
Mm-hmm.
And over 60% of people are able to vote in less than 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. So it's really quick,
yeah.
No matter what community you're in.
It sure is. It's fast. I tried it first time. It was very quick.
But good. That's good to hear.
I've yet to win big bucks because I voted early.
Uh-huh.
Well, your chances are definitely better if you vote than if you don't vote. Uh-huh. So definitely, choosetovote.com, please vote. And vote yes on that quorum change.
Good. Okay. Thank
right.
you.
Thank you, Tom.
Right. Oh, wait. Tom, hold on.
Hold on, Tom.
Tom, hold on.
Yes.
Diane has a very interesting question that I've often wondered about, too, Diane.
Oh, so I guess it's both our questions.
Oh, yeah, it's both
but
our questions.
Just curious what the estimate is that Calista has for money that will be made or that will come to Calista from Donlin Gold. Do you have estimates of what you might hope to earn from that mine?
Mm-hmm. That's really hard to say since the price of gold fluctuates. And I haven't seen any estimates at this time. But, you know, two of the biggest factors, I think, is that, one, you know, there's a shareholder higher preference. So that includes not only the shareholder but their family members like their kids. So that's going to be a huge benefit right there. And then all the work that our subsidiaries are going to be able to perform at the site, either during construction or during operations. So I think just in terms of employment, that's going to have a really significant impact.
Mm-hmm.
When I served the UIF Economics Department, when they studied Red Dog up in Nana region, the Red Dog mine,
mm-hmm.
The average pay for shareholders was $99,000, and that's twice what the average pay rate in the private sector for all of Alaska.
What do you mean, $99,000 per shareholder?
Per shareholder employee. The average pay, yearly pay,
employee.
Was $99,000 per mm-hmm. shareholder.
Oh, okay. You mean in terms of salary?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And but what percentage will Calista get of profits from outside of employment? Will there be other? What percentage will mm-hmm. Donlin Gold be benefiting you?
That's a good question. I'd have to see if that information is available. I haven't seen that, but that's a good question.
Okay, so that would be interesting for people to know what percentage Calista mm-hmm. hopes to get in terms of profit, because wouldn't that also be converted to dividends at some point, perhaps? Or maybe there's a kind of a fiscal plan for how to handle that income when it comes in.
Yeah, it is uh-huh. It is definitely expected to increase revenues for Calista. You know,
yeah.
But again, it all depends on what the price of gold is.
Right. And,
you know, don't forget that Donlin Gold has expended over $500 million just in the last 20 years, you know, researching and doing all the studies and getting everything set up to this point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So just as a business, they need to make sure that they recuperate that $500 million.
Well,
but absolutely, yeah.
Well, I mean, they're
going to be... Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. I was just going to say, but you know, in the end, if this project does go through and it's approved by the Army Corps of Engineers and gets all the permits it needs, it is going to be a significantly beneficial impact to both Trillista and shareholders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think that Donlin estimates, depending on the price of gold, that it's worth billions. They're okay giving $500 million to develop it, because the estimated profits are going to be enormous. And I'm just wondering what percentage of that the Kuskokwim Corporation or Trillista, you know, might benefit from, aside from the job development.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, if you look at again Red Dog Mine, you know, I know back in 2012. The Northwest Arctic Borough received $13 million in PILT, payment in lieu of taxes.
Oh, okay.
So that was just for that 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, thank you. That's just good information. Like, maybe in the future, if you had a link or something that, you know, shareholders could look at the plan, or other people could look at the plan, mm-hmm. for cost benefits and...
Absolutely, yeah. We'll
profit.
I'll put that information is available.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Don't forget to vote.
Don't forget to vote.
All right. So next we have Stephen. Good morning, Stephen. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning, Diane.
This is Diane, and I'm with John.
The issue or question you brought up of a moratorium on the Kuskokwim.
Oh, uh-huh.
For Kings, you know, from my point and perspective, has been in place. You know, we've been heavily regulated for the past 5 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to allow the Kings to pass a certain point downriver, at least to get up to their spawning grounds, with the exception of 2013, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
When the managers had thought that a lot of fish were going to pass and kept the king open. And then regarding the last opening on June 24, I believe the Kuskokwim co-managers or managers, whoever's managing the river, made a mistake by opening the whole river. Instead of allowing the kings to pass, like opening from Bethlehem down for a certain day, you know, rolling openings,
mm-hmm.
and a certain day, another day for Bethlehem up. What happened to those kind of openings, if I can ask the mm-hmm. federal managers or whoever's managing our river?
Mm. The feds are now.
Well, that's a really good point. Thank you. I mean, there has been sort of a way of...
I thought John was going to say something, but other point I have is... I lost what I was going to say, but John, those managers need to also incorporate the native knowledge of our elders. Which hasn't, they may have, but I don't know, you know. They need to incorporate the native ways of, you know, that the South was doing for the Kuskokwim area, brings in fish. Those kind of knowledge need to be included or incorporated. They say there's a low number of chums or kings passing. At what point the federal manager for Yukon Kuskokwim Delta National Wildlife Refuge was questioning, where was he from? He was questioning at what point or what ratio do you guys allow us to start fishing for non-Chinook salmon, like chums and kings, because they're abundant right now and they're going to pass. Our area.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you. Willie, good morning, Willie.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, Fish and Game, about these Fish Camp Black Bear and Brown Bear Raiders.
They never called about those things. Only fish right now.
Talk so with me Fish Camp and read about you will agree. We that's come with Chuck right now. A cork attack of me in the evening. Oh, Nikhani Chani Magma, there's a big brown, a monster brown bear. We're reading around camps right down below us, and that's not over the hill of Kasayuli something. That's very close. So
there's a big black brown bear back there.
Yeah.
Kasayuli right. Sub.
What?
Down below Kasayuli Sub. He was spotted last night in the evening, swimming right on the beach in front of that end of the bluff, or a little above Napaqueak.
Hmm. Yeah.
So,
wow.
Not only...
I just wanted to know if Fish and Game called in to see what we could do when they raid us in the camps. Do we shoot them on spot or what? I hope they're listening. Anyway, I just wanted to report it. There's a big monster that was spotted down there, right down below over the hill of Kasayas, up and less between Napaqueak and Kasayas. It's very close.
Yeah, it's okay.
Wow. Okay, good to know.
You better quit walking. Right. Yeah, you better quit walking back there, Diane.
I know.
He was spotted swimming on the beach in the boat. And he was right above the parkhead, and he had it was a monster, man. And so, Fish Camp, just beware and keep a dog with you. Okay, that's all I wanted to tell you.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Wow, scary.
And make sure you have
monster.
A gun.
Ooh.
A gun.
No.
Well,
I can't. I don't carry a gun, so.
Well, you're in a fish camp. You know, if you
fish camp.
Raids the fish, and you're scared for your life and property, you can use a gun, I think, to shoot it.
Yeah.
Shoot the bear.
Oh, yeah, I think in self-defense
mm-hmm.
you can, yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning, Helen. You're on the air. Welcome to Talk Line, Helen.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I wanted to give a shout-out to Chelista Corporation for giving my son the opportunity to win the Young Descendant Outstanding Young Person Award. He works with our elders, and he grew up with my mom and my... I always let him help elders and his grandpa and his grandmothers. And they taught him a lot, and I wanted to tell people out there who are young and who still have grandparents, and please help your grandparents and help them, because they have a lot of wisdom, and I really respect elders, and that's what we need to do. I'd like to give a shout out to also to YKHC Dental Department. They have extern dentists who are on their last year almost to be dentists, and they're doing wonderful job service to this Delta region for our people. And I also wanted to say to people coming to Bethel, please tell your children, don't throw trash, and take care of your children. We need to respect our children, their future. Guyana, thank you.
Thank you, Helen.
Thank you, Helen.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have
Fritz
is on the line. Good morning, Fritz. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, Diane.
How are you doing?
All doing good. And you guys?
Yeah, we're good.
We're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. A couple of things. First off, on behalf of Bethel Search Rescue, we want everybody to be safe, especially this weekend and this coming Tuesday. For our annual, 4th of July festivities here in Bethel. You know, we all know people are going to be importing alcohol, so cut to the chase, you know, drink when you get to your final destination, not in between, not during your boating, and please wear your life jackets, you know. Life is more important than anything. You know, please drink responsibly. Don't drink and boat and wear your life jackets. Second of all, you know, we're trying our best to sell some tickets, and there's going to be there's been a person trying to sell tickets there at the main AC store.
Yeah.
So please stop by and come support your local nonprofits, which is Bethel Search and Rescue, and should be there daily until 5-6 o'clock every evening. So come help support Bethel Search and Rescue.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, good.
And yeah, I think that if I forget anything else, I'll call you guys back.
Good. Good. Okay.
Thank you, Fritz.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Next, we have Peggy. Good morning, Peggy. Welcome to Talk Line.
There's a letter that's supposed to be read on the radio.
Oh, okay. Was there an email then? Okay, we'll
yes.
We'll get that email and read it.
They'll bring it to us when they
thank you
printed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can write notes or email us at radio@kyuk.org. Then someone out in the staff area will print it up and give it to us.
Did not know that. Okay,
yeah.
Now I got it.
Mm-hmm.
You used to do it differently.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, sometimes they don't use this.
Yeah, got it. Okay, great. Okay, so the calls are open. I'm going to go get that email. So
yeah, okay.
We can give the
it's
numbers
here.
And get another caller.
Yeah. And I wanted to give a shout-out to people in Nunapitchok. I had really wanted to go up there to attend my buddy's John Berlin's funeral today. But I have to put on another hat later on this afternoon around 2 o'clock and do translation for an elder and a lawyer who was working on their last will and testament. So that's important also, but I really wish I was up at Nunup today for the funeral. I can't go up there now. Sorry, I hope the family heard that I can't come, and maybe during the 40.
Oh, there, okay.
This one?
Yes, okay. We have the email to read, so I'm going to read this. This is from Anonymous. Why is there one certain person from upriver village who publicly goes on Facebook and starts putting the community of Bethel down, complains, and says negative words about Bethel? Is he unhappy living here?
If
he is unhappy living here, then why did he come here in the first place to live here but to complain and rant about living in Bethel? If this person says he is more educated than anyone else, then why is he here in Bethel? If he is not satisfied living here in Bethel and unhappy here, then in my opinion, he should move to the city or back to his village. People come here to Bethel for a reason, to find a job, to attend the local college, and to make a living here. Seems like this person goes on Facebook page about once or twice a month and starts complaining quite a bit. If this individual is unhappy, then this person should move on instead of complaining about this community. Maybe this person would be happy elsewhere. Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you, Anonymous.
Anonymous.
And if you want to send us an email and you'd like it read on air, you can email radio@kyuk.org. Mm-hmm. There you go. And you know, I don't know, John, if you ever noticed this, but on Facebook, people get really negative.
Oh yeah.
And it gets personal. And I'm reading it. Sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, kids are reading this. They're seeing the adults talk about each other like this and bring up dirty laundry and my neighbor.
Using foul language.
I'm like, okay, people, be careful. Oh, anyway, We have Shadi from the Fitness Center. Shadi, welcome to Talk Line.
How you guys doing?
All right. All right. Are you in the middle of working out?
I'm not. I was planning on working out after this phone call.
Oh, good. Good timing. Okay.
Yeah, just giving the weekly update from the Fitness Center. Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, just like every other weekend, are going to be half-price admission to the pool, and that's because the YK Lifesavers organization has agreed to cover half the cost. So if anybody's looking for anything to do, please come over to the facility this weekend at half cost. We have some announcements. We're seeking an additional operational manager. This manager is going to be responsible for overall customer service of the facility, facility cleanliness, and the lifeguarding staff. Stacy or myself aren't leaving. We're just hiring an additional manager. So if anybody has any questions about that, please contact the facility and we'll give you the application.
Really? So things are moving along so much you need additional management?
That is correct. We're going to move to a seven-day-a-week schedule starting Labor Day. So September 4th, we're going to open the facility 7 days a week.
Wow.
And to accommodate those extra hours, we're going to bring on an additional manager. And we're trying to program more sport leagues in the community through a partnership with Bethel Regional High School and Gladys Jung. So hopefully we can start to program some basketball, soccer, and some more structured sports. And if that's going to happen, we're gonna assume that there's going to be more work. So if we combine all those things, we figure we need an additional manager.
Right, right. Okay, that's terrific.
Yeah, so if anybody's looking for a job in the fitness industry with a little bit of manager experience, this would be a perfect opportunity.
And you would work with Shadi.
You would get to work with Stacy and myself.
Stacy and Shadi, yes.
And the phone number at the facility is 543-SWIM. S-W-I-M?
That would be ideal, but it's actually 0390. It's something to look into.
Right.
Okay. It's 543-0390.
0390. I like 0390. Yeah, I'm dyslexic. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yes, I like 543-SWIM.
I like it, too. That's a great idea.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Anything else?
Yeah, additionally, we're going to be open the 4th of July during restricted hours from 2 to 9 p.m., and we're actually going to be putting on kayaking clinics in the pool. So if you pay to get into the facility, again, it's going to be on Tuesday it'll be full price. But if you pay to get into the facility, you get those kayaking classes at no cost, and they're going to be at 3, 4, and 5 p.m. There's going to be sessions starting. So this is a controlled area to learn how to kayak properly and to handle situations if they occur. It's a lot more safe in the pool.
Cool.
We're putting on a lifeguarding class starting in early August. So if anybody is interested in becoming a lifeguard at our facility, you can jump in this course and become lifeguard certified and then jump on as a lifeguarding staff. And then we have all of our new summer two session classes beginning the second week of July. So it's coming up quickly. So July 11th is going to start our new programming. We're offering swim classes for all ages in the community, ranging from 3-year-olds all the way up to our elder classes that we programmed at the end of spring. So we're really looking forward to boosting our numbers this summer. And that's all. That's all I got today.
Good. Thanks.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's great. Wow, they're doing a great job at that fitness center.
You know, I was going to suggest to Shadi that I wouldn't make a very good lifeguard, but I'd make a very good
victim?
Swimmer in distress. They could recognize rescue me. That would be part of the training.
That would be part of the...
Sure.
Yeah. They'd get some good skills. They would.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Eric.
Good morning. We have Eric on the line. Good morning, Eric. Welcome to Talk Line. Hello, Eric.
I think you got the wrong person.
Alex. Oh, sorry. Alex.
Getting old, hard of hearing.
What?
Yeah?
Yeah, what's going on? How are you?
Well, I heard you mention subsistence fishing this morning and some numbers about of salmon.
Yeah.
What I would like to comment regarding salmon, I'm not going to be talking about when I mention salmon decline. I have most experience in Yukon River salmon fishing. I have about approximately 18 years experience fishing for salmon in Kuskokwim River, but I wouldn't say that I have a lot of experience in Kuskokwim area. What I would like to mention about salmon is that I used to work for Alaska Department of Fish and Game as a research technician in late 60s to early 70s. During that time, I've learned that salmon species, when they migrate back to the spawning grounds, they use same path every year. If they go under a fallen tree, which remains there for a year or two, if they go through that area and they go underneath that tree, they will, each and every salmon will do that.
Oh my God! I didn't know the detail.
And if they go around certain debris or a certain area, you know, even though it's deep water, they'll go around it.
Wow!
And each and every, especially chum salmon will avoid, or rather follow, the first few fishes' paths up the river, up the stream.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I used to work up in Anvik River counting tower at the time when I worked. What the comment I want to make is that a couple of things. First is that there's a, I don't know, because I'm not educated like most people are. I don't know what words to use in English, but I'm going to use my own words.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
They have abundant and low cycle. No matter what the scientists or people do, salmon species will decline and will also increase in time.
Mm.
This is what I've observed in Yukon River. And what I would like to mention with that in consideration is that I have observed several areas in Bethel area where barges are anchored out and or where barges were aground. There are some certain areas that, you know, there is a new sandbars.
Mm-hmm.
Which probably are done by the prop of maybe a tug or a barge.
Hmm.
Or maybe if barge is aground and then plows a ground, and then in time that area will become a sandbar. Now, looking at the area where Fish and Game, Alaska Department of Fish and Game has research gill netting area, you know, like right below Standard Oil or at the end of that island across Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
There's some channel changes there last few years that I've seen. So with this in mind, I would think that even in the spawning grounds where, like Tulksag River, for example, and or Quislook River, there may be some new sandbars that formed over the past few years that allowed a certain salmon species to find a new path to migrate upriver.
Hmm.
Maybe some of the salmon that spawns in further upriver or in the spawning spawning grounds, maybe they they relocate. Mm. Look at what's happening in Yukon River. In Yukon River, there is very abundant king salmon this year. And it surprises the scientists why is so many in Yukon River and hardly any king salmon in Kuskokwim River. I would like to share, if I have a couple minutes or yeah. 1 minute, I would like to share what this 115-year-old elder from Pilot Station used to say. Hmm. He used to say that some of the king salmon that he saw in his lifetime were entering Yukon River, and he would say, those are from up north or those are from Kuskokwim area. He knew which, probably visually, he knew where the salmon came from. You know what I'm saying? Maybe the best way to put it is this way. He knew how Kuskokwim River salmon looked like. He knew how maybe Unalakleet area Shaktulik area salmon looks like. So he was able to judge by looking where those salmon supposed to have gone during that time for spawning. Mm. Maybe that's the best way to put it. I'll shut up and listen.
Well, thank you very much, Alex, and also for sharing that elder's comment. That's very interesting to think about.
Thank you.
So we have a couple of calls lined up, and we have Nick. Is that right? Good morning, Nick. Welcome to Talk Line.
No, that was the guy that just got.
Good morning.
No, that was Alex.
This one is.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, who's this? Who is this?
Nick.
Oh, this is Nick. Okay. Good morning, Nick. Welcome to Talk Line.
I'd like to end up saying to all my fellow neighbors up and down the river, please be very careful of what you're putting in the river, because it's very important with what's going on with our fishing, because within seeing gas seams or oil seams or grease seams in the river, it's very sad to end up seeing that, because it's not only hurting the fish, it's hurting the people, because we are eating the fish. Mm-hmm. And that also goes with trash. You know, you got trash bags or pop can or anything like that. It's all disaster. So I'm saying this, you know, just as you at the radio telling the people, please turn your radio down when you call in. And can you people please end up listening to what's going on in this world? That's what all I have to say about worrying about the fish is, it's a concern because we eat them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you, Nick. Okay, next we have Magic Man. Welcome to Talk Line, Magic Man. Good morning.
Hey, this is Wilson Green in beautiful downtown Bethel.
Yes.
Bethel is my hometown, and I just wanted to say I hope everybody has a safe weekend and enjoy the 4th of July festivities, and good job to Tom, or to coordinator. He's working on a low budget, but he's still making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be setting up sound system at the fairgrounds. And I'm the Magic Man, so I'll be doing dedications with the Magic Man on 4th of July at the fairgrounds.
Oh, where are you going to be located?
I'll be right at the fair, at the stage there.
At the fairgrounds. Over by the cabin?
Yeah, I'll have a little notepad and be taking. This song is going out to so-and-so.
That's fun.
And it's coming from so-and-so. And I hope you enjoyed. Happy 4th of July. See, I'm already putting people in the spirit because that's what I do. See,
very good.
And that's starting off in a positive note.
Yes.
But now let's just step into the negativity of...
Now, this isn't going to be about cab drivers, is it?
Oh, it is. No, about the Bethel Police Department.
Oh, different. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, that little kid being missing, and they tried to let it slide, and it bit them in the face, you know, turned around and bit them right back. You know, it made them look bad that they did not take proper action, and they never do. You know, I think they need to have schooling on protocol when it comes to kids and intoxicated parents. Doesn't matter the level of intoxication. I think they need to be, you know,
what should
be called right away.
Huh? Are you what did the how did you want the police to respond differently?
Right when they had to wake up that drunk woman with the baby, you know, obvious. You call OCS, you know, they're uh-huh. endangering a child. So that's what I would have done because, you know, that's just the way it's supposed to be.
How do you know they didn't? Well, we probably shouldn't talk about somebody and whether OCS was called or not. We don't know, and
yeah,
we don't want to talk about someone specific, if that's okay.
Yeah, Bethel Police Department. It has nothing to do with anyone specific. It's the police department as a whole. You know, they're sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I pass them, I don't smile at them, because I know they're not doing to the best of their ability.
Mm.
You know, that's my view, my feeling of Bethel Police Department. You know, times I've called needing them, 45 minutes, 2 hours, and who's to say they're busy? I've made a call before, and I've seen that Lumani at his pizza place sitting around there with the truck running in wintertime, and he's in his uniform, but what is he doing? I don't know. He's not responding to any calls. He's too busy. And I'd be so ashamed of the Bethel Council and Bethel Police Department if they were to try to promote Lumani any further, because that guy.
Okay, now
anyway,
careful.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. So,
you know, he can smile at me and it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to try to enjoy this day because you know, I'm taking the rest of the day off, and I hope you guys have a good day. And like fairground,
you too.
4th of July, Magic Man, dedications, taking
yes.
live at the stage. You know?
Very
and there'll
good.
Be some performers over there, maybe even some solo guitarists and stuff. So
that'll
be
fun.
It may be just fun.
Yeah.
And you guys have. I'm not even listening to the radio because my radio and my vehicle don't work.
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Yeah, it was somebody from Parks and Rec who would call in and tell us about the schedule of events for the 4th of July celebrations here in Bethel.
Yeah, and just so people know, we're going to keep the calls to 5 minutes, not 3 minutes, because 3 minutes just seems a little bit too short. All right, next we have Herman. Good morning, Herman. Good morning. Welcome to Talk Line.
Oh, good appointment. Maybe I could talk a little slower now. I was going to talk about what's going on in Juneau, the budget and the permanent fund, and a little bit about fishing. right now, they passed some kind of budget, and they're going to cap the permanent fund at $1,100, but they're going to go back to Juneau and have another vote. Because after they passed that, they not only take away half of the permanent fund, but go up to really core of the permanent fund and really start using that. They're trying to change the law so they can start using that. And the lawsuit is still pending. It'll probably take about a couple of months to hear from that. But, you know, it seems like it's wrong by taking away permanent fund. They drove 15,000 Alaskans below the poverty level. And, you know, it seems like it's not right what they're doing. They're paying for big government, you know. Seems like it's wrong when they tell us they have to spend it for us, to save it for us. And here, they want to spend it on like, education and also health and social services. It's called Medicaid expansion. Those are the two biggest budget things that they're trying to spend it on, but you know, people should have a right to vote on it. It's not right that the governor tell us he wouldn't touch the permanent fund then they tell us, be glad we can get, be happy you're here and take it all. But I would go, if you could call Lyman and Jack, let them know that they leave their permanent fund alone, you know. But on that fishing, seemed like the people who represent the board, represent fishing, who make the laws, especially mid-cusses, who maybe some of them need to be changed. There's a couple of them on there that seem like they're not considering the elders who don't even have fish in their smokehouse. Seem like they're going too far on this conservation thing. Because when we had opening, we got 5 years, we got 44 kings and 30. Some we fished in 2.5 hours, we had enough. In the whole month of June, they let us fish only one day. That needs to be changed. If they want to have a really some working group that really represents the people who need to fish, they should have people who fish on that working group. Because our hunting and fishing rights are being taken away from us right before our eyes. People need to speak up before it goes too far. Last year, I used to do test fishing for fishing game. I used to do what they're doing right now. They're test fishing in the wrong place. They're test fishing above Aniak River. And they're not counting all those kings that are going up Aniak. When we should test fish, we should test fish about my below Aniak, so we count them, one of the major spawning streams in the fish they're producing. Last year, for 2 weeks, you go out there and make a 5-minute trip, you catch over 20 kings. You know, if they want to really serve the people, they got to think of the people who really need the fish. In next year, if things work out right, we should see a lot of fish. And they have no right to tell us not to fish, especially those people who don't even fish, who come here from outside and tell us what we can and can't do. You should go see the empty elder smokehouses and talk to them and see how they feel. Mm. You know, they need to give us more fishing opportunity. And that governor and the people on Juneau, they need to be think last year, next year, don't vote for these people. You know, they're not telling us the truth. Put on my comments, anyway.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Well, after we take Joy's call, we'll go to Stella. Is that Joy or Loy?
Loy, okay.
Oh, Loy.
Good morning, Loy. You're on the air. You're on Talk Line. Did we get your name wrong?
Yeah, it's Roy, but...
Roy.
Yeah,
not Joy, not Loy, but Roy.
Well, see,
and it's not Soy, either.
I couldn't pronounce my name Roy when I was a little boy because of my first language is Yupak language. Okay. But anyway, very good statement by Herman. Appreciate that. Good day, and but anyway, this is about annual summer gathering that I just want to make a little announcement.
Good.
What's happening at ACAC weekend.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Okay, today it's 1 p.m. indoor carnival at community building. 5 p.m. bingo starts this afternoon, and 7 p.m. there'll be fiddling with Willie Band, St. Mary's, and Mountain Village. Connie and Gary Alexi with I myself as a lead guitar and one of the local drummer. Okay, and tomorrow, 1 p.m. bingo doors open, 2 outdoor activities, and 7 p.m. fiddling at high school.
Wow.
And drawing will be... at the end of the fiddling for the main raffle items. So,
you have a good day.
For those people traveling to and from, please use life preservers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Safe driving, and very best July activities for all concerned.
Yeah,
great. All right, Roy.
Yeah, we are not technical.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
right.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Stella, good morning.
Good morning, Stella. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Diane and John. I want to bring this up because And I've been hearing there's been suicide going on, and I was gonna say that they should have all over Delta they should have like all the elders talking to the youth and the high schoolers and everybody not to, you know, commit suicide because that's not the answer. And if people have problems and if they don't, you know, talk about it or if they keep it inside, then, hopefully people could, you know, instead of keeping the problem inside, they need to let their, tell somebody or tell the elders. And I know the elders, our elders are really good to talk to the youth because all our elders love their grandkids or their loved ones. Mm-hmm. But that's the one I wanted to talk about, you know. Even here, too, they need to bring up to prevent, you know, suicide.
Yeah. Now, Stella, go ahead. Sorry.
So that's all I just wanted to say.
Well,
And also, I hopefully I've been hearing people are bringing bottles to villages by, you know, going by plane and they need the troopers and to, you know, search people's bags because I've been hearing there's people bringing alcohol to villages and I wonder if that's illegal.
To dry villages, yes.
Dry rivers, yeah.
I really appreciate, Stella, what you said about suicide. And, you know, they did a big research in Northwest Alaska talking to youth and adults. And the youth said that one of the most important things for them is for adults to talk to them. And what you're saying fits that really well. So thank you for those, for that support. For communication to happen between young people and adults.
Yeah, because I know it already happened to, it already happened at two villages. And so I hope that, they'll have a meeting with that right away to all the villages because really sad to hear about suicide and hearing. Sure. But yeah, that's all I just wanted to call in to let everybody know.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Have a good morning. And
you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for calling.
Bye.
Okay.
So our phone lines are open. 543-5985, 543-2756, or the toll-free number from the villages, 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Do we have any emails yet? Let's check.
I think she's going to check.
Yeah.
She's checking.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, good.
Okay.
We do have one.
All right. This is from Anonymous. The city of Bethel puts a chemical on some of the dirt roads to help with dust control. I would like to suggest that they seriously consider doing this to all of the roads for health reasons for all citizens in our community. I would also like to suggest that the city consider cutting down the willow trees that are growing, especially at stop signs and intersections. It can be very dangerous when part of the road is blocked due to these trees. Thank you.
Yeah, I've been seeing
idea.
Vehicles, dump trucks, just loaded with those trees that they cut down.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where they were cutting them down from, but they're hauling trees that were cut down up to the landfill.
Yeah, okay. So we have another email. I'm not sure if I should live. I'll just put anonymous. But
yeah.
Bethel needs to make public drunkenness against the law, jail, and fines. Should have been done a long time ago. Villagers who come to Bethel to buy booze, get drunk, and stagger around town should take their booze back to the village and drink it. Well, actually, that's illegal, but okay. Let their neighbors deal with them, not us. Those were good questions for the Chelista guy. He should be a politician. He did a good job of not answering your questions. Really, how much money does Chelista expect to make off of this bad idea gold mine? Why can't all these professional drivers in Bethel keep it between the lines on the highway and everybody else who cuts the corners? And if people have so many vehicles, boats, that they can't fit them in their driveway and constantly park them in the narrow streets, they need to either sell some or make a bigger driveway. Those vehicles are in the way of the city water, sewer trucks, graders, everyone. Thanks. Have a good day. Well, now they had a lot to say. They just covered everything.
Oh, yeah.
They had a master list.
Right. And it was on his iPad.
I think there were a couple other emails we need to read, too.
Yeah. Before we get to them, let's see.
Susan. Okay, Susan.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Better.
I wanted to tag on what Tom Leonard had to say this morning about Chelista Corporation and the shareholder meeting coming up in Sleetmoot. I would like to let people know, Chelista shareholders know, that they're most welcome to come to our offices here in Bethel and vote online if they haven't done so already.
Okay.
We have computers on site and people, staff that can help with people who need help voting online. So it's very easy, it's very quick, and I would like to encourage you to come, our shareholders, to come to 313 Willow Street. We're located right behind the Legislative Information Office next to Subway. There's directions. There's a little blue sign with the arrow that points to our offices, and we're open till 5. Our phone number, if you have any questions, is 543-5420. And we also have that 800 number that people can call in Anchorage. So I want to encourage everyone to vote. Today is a good day to come and vote. The meeting is next month on July 3rd.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
So I'm going to get...
Judy forgot something.
Jody wanted to mention that, and she writes, when I called in, I forgot to mention that we can drive kindly on the river, too. Slow way down around fish camps and go wakeless past villages or cross to the other side of the river. Thanks. So we have a couple other emails. Let's
cool.
See.
Yeah, that.
Okay. From Anonymous. I would like to see Bethel paved all over, courts, driveways, etc., and not just on the highway, because that would definitely cut down the dust. I think if they use the dust as a health hazard issue, which Bethel has their share of people with respiratory illnesses, I think it would carry more weight to help get the necessary funding. The city, health organization, and other local nonprofits could submit their support in writing. Thank you. Well, now, the only thing is, if you pave everything, it gets, you know, the frost heaves.
Yeah, the frost heaves would ruin them right away like they're doing now. We get bumps everywhere.
Okay. Now we have Billy. Welcome to the show, Billy. You're on Talkline.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, where have the mosquitoes gone to?
The swallows are eating them.
They were here, then they're not.
Too cold.
Maybe. Wait till the sun comes out and they'll be here.
Maybe wait till bear season, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right, enjoy. Have a good day, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think we have one more email that we're going to read.
Yeah, we're going to check it out right here, right now. And it's...
Yeah,
that.
Okay, and this is just one sentence with a lot of exclamation points. Chelista Corporation, not worth the gold. No Donlin Gold. ! Okay.
Three of them.
Yeah.
Well, there are people for it and against it. And they do talk about their reasons for and against. But I don't know.
Well, the momentum... is toward the gold mine. Mm-hmm. It looks from everything I see that they're going to have the gold mine. Mm-hmm. But the questions aren't going to go away.
No.
Those are still going to be there.
I've been wondering where their permitting
processes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I was going to ask
Tom,
and I forgot.
Well, Tom tends to call in about shareholder voting and proxy mm-hmm. voting, but mm-hmm. these might have been different questions than he's used to getting. Okay, so I think that's it. Our lines are open, so feel free to call in at 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 1-800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Mm-hmm.
They want you guys to mention it or something.
Type it. What? Okay, so somebody called in to say something about food at the carnival, restaurant food at the carnival. And if you would please call back in, we missed the message that you had.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. So we covered, there's a lot of stuff going on from salmon and,
mm-hmm.
you know, the dividend, it's interesting that they cap the dividends like that because that really disproportionately hurts a lot of rural people, a lot of people who already do not make very much money.
Which dividend they need talking about? Which dividend?
Oh, I'm sorry, PFD.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we have a call from Anonymous. Anonymous, you're on the air. Welcome to Talkline.
Hey, good morning. I'm calling about the trip we made down to Napakiak last night.
Okay.
After dropping off whatever I needed to drop off to Napakiak, and on our way back up to Bethel, we thought we'd seen a moose swimming on the river. It turned out to be a big brown bear. So
wow.
People need to look out on a big brown bear and along the fish camp, along the way up from the Napakiak all the way up to here. So people need to look out on the big brown bear we seen last night. We put it on Facebook and everything.
Wow.
I don't know if 911 alerts got it, but I had text my daughter to post it on Facebook too this morning, but I don't know if she did or not. But we'll have to wait till later on to see if she did it.
Wow. Okay.
So she made a video of it, and I took picture of it. It's too far for me to post it for 911 alert. So I did my best to post it on Facebook last night, but I don't know if it went to the 911 alerts. So people need to look out for a bear. The bear we seen last night, it was huge. So kind of look out for it.
Okay, that might be the same bear that other people have, that someone else called in.
Oh, somebody called in. It might have been our driver or somebody, whoever, I don't know. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Matt Rose, if you're listening, maybe you can call in and let us know what the 4th of July schedule is for here in Bethel. Matt Rose.
Yeah, about the parade.
Right, and other things too.
Yeah. Okay. No, so what I was saying is that when you cut the, rather than cut the PFD,
mm-hmm.
which disproportionately hurts lower income people, keep the PFD at the full amount, but institute a state income tax so that those who make more money can give a little more in taxes. And those who don't make very much money, they're not going to have to pay a tax
mm-hmm.
because they're not, their income won't reach the limit for
mm.
it. That would be a more fair and balanced way to handle
mm-hmm.
our deficits
on
the state level.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a caller, Gregory. Welcome to Talkline, Gregory. Oh, my. Gregory.
Yeah?
Turn your radio off. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I barricaded myself in the other room.
Okay, good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. What's on your mind?
a loaf of bread and a stick of butter in a container of milk. This is what's coming. This is leading up to what my question is. Yeah. Okay. I want to boil eggs.
Okay.
Now, the question is, if I use soft water in an urban area versus hard water in off-road, are the eggs going to be hard-boiled?
Okay, you're...
Yeah, okay. You finally caught it.
Okay. If you want a soft-boiled egg, then you need to use soft water. If you want a hard-boiled egg, you need to use hard water. And that is the truth.
Well, I'm still learning how to cook toast now. But I'm getting better at hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah. It's all in whether you use hard or soft water. Didn't your mom teach you that?
Okay. Everybody be hungry and don't forget to eat your vegetables.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the sunshine this morning.
Thank you, Gregory.
Okay.
Yeah,
Gregory.
Well,
Gregory always has little funny words of funny.
Yeah. Phone numbers 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us
at radio@kyuk.org. We have some announcements here that John's going to read for us.
Volunteers are needed for the 4th of July parade. If you'd like to volunteer, contact Matt Rose at 543-4427 or 543-3110 or email mrose@cityofbethel.net. Let's see, what else we got here? Okay, we have Sophie. Sophie on the line. Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say, since 4th of July is coming, I want to say a happy 4th of July to everybody up and down the Kuskokwim and the Yukon. And then the other thing that I wanted to say is... you know, when holidays come like this and some games are coming up and all this and that is going on, our kids and our grandkids and our great-grandkids always look forward to it and be very happy and anxious about what they're going to do. But you know what? What hurts is some families forget about their kids, their grandkids, and their great-grandkids because a lot of times they're so happy the day is coming, but when the parents or the grandparents or their uncles and aunties and relatives have their own 4th of July by drinking and not thinking of their kids, it hurts their little hearts right in half and be sad about, Graham, my mom and dad's going to drink. Graham, uncle or auntie is going to drink. Graham, it's going to spoil our fun for 4th of July. Where could we go to go camp out? These are the things that my people, you people in the villages should start looking at. Yes, you could have fun all you want, but you break the hearts of our little loved ones. You know, we all grew up one time looking forward to 4th of July and holidays. But when our parents or relatives come around, stagger around, holler around, cussing away, calling names, it breaks our hearts to see our loved one being drunk and not knowing what he or she is doing. It's time to wake up for our kids' sakes if we love them. I know that everybody, even me, like to have fun looking forward to what I'm going to do. I wouldn't say I don't drink. I wouldn't say I'm innocent. I wouldn't say I don't do this and that. But it hurts to see this younger generation, the little ones, especially the underage, to see them being sad when they were supposed to be looking forward to having a lot of fun and playing games. And then you go home, you see what's going on at the home. You see some people fight. They're good out in front of the people. But when they go home, what they do? Mm-hmm. Our kids get scared because the parents, the uncles, aunties, whatever, come drunk and go raising cane to hell, scaring everybody and spoil everything. But anyways, I wanted to put this out to everybody, not only in one village. And I know that bootlickers are stocking up because they know everybody save money for 4th of July and also the drug dealers. I thank you for listening to my comments. 4th of July, everybody. Have fun.
Thank you for calling, Sarah. Man, I tell you, I'm not going to say anything about the caller just now, but isn't it amazing how fast that new Paul John YK Hospital is going up?
It's amazing. It's a new skyline for us. Yeah, you leave town for a couple days and come back, you're in for a little shocker. Yeah, it's quite a thing. So we have Sarah. Welcome to Talkline, Sarah. You're on the air.
Hi, my name's Sarah. I work for Swanson's. We are having a madness sale today from 2 to 8 o'clock and then on Saturday all day long.
Madness sale?
Yeah, 10% off at the store and the hardware.
Oh, 10% off everything. That's great. Ooh. Are you going to do that thing where you tape the deck of cards to different cards on the floor and then if they're near that card, they win something when you call out on the speaker?
Oh, they have to find the card. So we'll call the card and we'll give out the prize.
Oh, good. Oh, I like that. I like that one. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sarah, for letting us know.
Welcome. Have a nice day.
All right.
Thank you.
10% off everything at Swanson's and Swanson's Hardware.
That's today and Saturday, right? She said.
Today, 2 until 8 p.m. and then all day tomorrow. Yeah. So that's good. Okay, next we have Anonymous. Welcome to the show, Anonymous.
Yeah, good morning, Bethel.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes. Oh, just fine. Sunshining anyway today.
Good. What's on your mind?
You know, with the Don and Gold Project.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I hear is they're going to have a 90-day project coming up, and it's going to be all contractors running it.
Mm-hmm.
Contractors from Wasilla. You know, me, myself, I know for a fact that Donlin Gold laid off the past employees, which are shareholders in this region. They laid them off, and they promised them anything comes up, they're the first ones that's going to be called. Not contractors from Wasilla, people from the region that made Donlin Camp for what it is today. You know?
Uh-huh.
Because I can prove, you know, it's all shareholders that made Donlin Camp today. They're the ones that did it because they have how many million hours without a lost time accident?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I talked to somebody at Donlin Gold Office. They say, well, you know, it's only a 90-day project. I say, you know what? That's money in the shareholders' pocket. 90 days, that's minimum.
Mm-hmm.
It can be more. You know, I'm just concerned about what Donlin Gold is doing. You know, the shareholders, they come first. That was promised to us. And there you go. It's not. I don't know. I'd like to, you know, I'd like to bring it up with Chili's Tattoos, since they're having their meeting in Slipmute. Mm-hmm. I'd like to bring it up with Chili's and see why, what's going on. How come Donlan Gold is doing this? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just concerned about that because, you know, the shareholders, like I say, they're the one that made Donald Camp for what it is today.
Right, yeah.
You know, and I'm really concerned about this. So anyway, that's what I wanted to bring up.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
You bet. Yep, bye.
You know, it's you know, what's tough is Donlan Gold Corporation and Barrick Mine Corporation, mm-hmm. They also have shareholders.
Oh, yeah.
And those shareholders expect profit.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, what percentage will Chilista get of that for their shareholders? Mm-hmm. Not just jobs, mm-hmm. but overall profit.
Yeah,
anyway, we have another anonymous call. Welcome to the show, Anonymous.
Hey, you know how, I just have a question.
Uh-huh.
The road, the highway, the roads of Bethel.
Yeah.
From the slough all the way to the airport.
Mm.
How the road crew puts sand in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
How come they don't clean it up in the springtime or summertime, you know? That's just all. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Okay. Well, that sand probably gets washed away by the melt water and rains.
And sometimes if we have high water during a flood,
yeah.
then it'll wash it away too.
Yeah. So... but I think the concern is basically the dust. So we have So
good.
Matthew Rose did call, write
Ross.
In.
Ross.
Oh, Ross. Sorry, I thought it was Rose. And here's what he says about the parade for July 4th. The parade lineup will start at 10 a.m. and will start moving at 11 a.m. No forms to fill out. Just show up and get in line. VFW will lead the parade. Booths will open at 11 a.m. Today is the last day for booths.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is, where's the lineup?
Down in front of First National Bank, usually.
Is that where it starts?
That's where it always starts.
Okay. And then another caller has written in, I just tried calling, but the person who answered the phone didn't understand what I was saying. You guys were giving out contact info for 4th of July and saying to email Matt Rose, but his name is Matt Ross. Yes, that is Diane McGachran's visual error.
Excuse me for a living, Diane.
No.
Diane who?
Yeah, that's right. Please do not remember my name.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Diane
oh,
McGachran.
That's you.
Yes. I was mispronouncing his name. But so the parade starts at 10. The lineup begins gathering at 10 a.m. in front of First National
mm-hmm.
Bank. The parade actually starts moving at 11.
Yeah.
Booths, which are usually down at Pinky's Park, those booths will be set up at 11.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some of our parade
cool.
data.
Cool. Good.
Okay.
Matt.
Phew. Got that solved. Now we have, it looks like we have Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick. You're on Talk Line. Yeah.
I just heard about the Donlan disaster that's going on with the shareholders and all.
Yeah.
But I'd like to end up saying, you know, this may sound a little racist, but I'd like to know how many of the board, in the fishery board, that makes the decisions for when we start fishing and when we can't fish are originally uh-huh. from Alaska. We have so many people that's coming in and living in Alaska for 1-2 years or a few years and believing that they know everything that is happening here that we have to live with.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't want to put anybody down, mm-hmm. but we should have, you know, people that originally mm-hmm. from Alaska making decisions for what we're going to be living in, fishing and hunting, and you know, I can end up saying I'm sorry for sounding racist, but
well, I don't. I think it's a good question. I think it's fair to ask that. I don't think it's racist myself. I don't.
I mean, yeah. You see, it's happening not only with fishing game, but or you know, fish board, but it's happening. So.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in, Nick, and sharing that. Okay. Oh, okay. So we have one more email to read,
and we got about three and a half or four minutes
yeah.
left.
Okay, so the email goes like this. Chilista brags that Donlin Mine will provide shareholders with decades of well-paying jobs, which may or may not be true. But here's what is true. Even if the mine operators don't default during the life of the mine, which is a big if, future Chilista shareholders will own and be responsible for a huge, toxic hole in the ground in
perpetuity,
which he spells out. And in perpetuity means forever. Mm-hmm. There is no end point.
Never ending.
Just how does this square with the welfare of the seventh generation, Bob in Bethel? Mm-hmm. So what that means is once Donlin leaves, and they leave a sum of money with the Alaska government, and it's not a lot, and that's to monitor that toxic land, that toxic lake, basically, forever. Meaning your generations down the road, they have to monitor that because it will it'll be a disaster.
Absolutely.
For the Kuskokwim River and the region. So it's a it's a big risk, but the risk is with the people of this land, not with Donlin Gold, because they're going to be leaving.
Yeah, they will.
With the profits, lots of profits.
Yep, yep.
Okay, so I think that... Well, we have one more call, which we have 2 minutes left. Henry Tikyun Sr., you don't have much time, but
go ahead. Nasun na itlak tukut ta yung pa takahanak sa ako. Takahanak ko ni tunilan tay ma isinati kwasu tutsahati in kawak suki. Yut pitrik kistik suki. Akatatang umatanoskit na aman ang kutsam tumini. Nakentki suni makin kusukok mo suni tang suni pang. Toi ko kama ini tagat tao sa stupa ni Malik stupa ko gatao kuta ini tamat tao si ma ini matlim ilang aksin kay chok stupa tay matoy imulok tukulukuluk hotoy. Makhlutang ako na pesharalutang tibula kaya ako ta tiktaksok na kailan siya naksing naksilu ni Pilk. Taim to ay umayok kaya kailan siya toot nang ay tuklun. Tawkwam kanan na ito ko kanak sauna ni Uitang na ko ilut kailan ni Kiin toot ni Pilk. Ilumun to kipo ko nakakot na tama naktam sa tut. Weta ta sitatyo. Takam nato. Am sa tut sa mato. Pikang nakso si pikufti unang yukungaw si. Inni yukungaw si. Witahop kina si naktam. Nuko na ito to'y sama ito'y kuy kubuyak sa ilingo so mutak pagka makamum kita ko to'y taksirisiya kuya kita kumagin kuy kanalopiw nga umuyang takalukipis kumayak suki nagtaga ka nakalatapik suting suy ni malata uksok takilaktok. Kaya kinanitlak kaya ako. Tama na umayok sa kupinakita. Kaya na so, imukasok, anakasok to eh. Umis ka lang na nakasak kung yukam
Nasinya man ling kama. Ako nakanood knaliw ko, kanood siyo sumitoon. Good morning nga rin si Tamakap siya. Dito rin rito Tamakap si Force of July at Tinnakto Jesu. At si Charlie si Force of July at Tinnakto Jesu. Good morning.
Oh, okay. Guyana.
I'm going to do a real quick translation synopsis of what he said. That was Henry Tikkun from Atmautlok. He said they just heard, they found out that someone who had cut salmon for making strips at her camp, someone had come along and stolen some of them, and she was very heartbroken. The woman worked hard for their fish. She hasn't said anything about it in public, but is still very heartbroken. There are lots of chums and ridges in the river now. People can get those and cut them and dry them, and that people should respect other people's belongings.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. It's been another edition of Talkline. Thank you so much, John.
Yeah.
Wonderful to have you here.
I enjoy being on the air with you.
Good, good. Mm-hmm. So we'll hear from people next Friday. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Have fun.